please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
You're listening to
The Marquee.
Woo!
33.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo!
Hello and welcome to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. I am your host, Marquee Davis. And if you did not know, all right, if you did not know, there has been a mass shooting at a school this week. I'm pretty sure you all heard about it. And I'm pretty sure you all are all sick and tired of hearing about it. But I just want to start the show off by let's clarify some things here, okay? So we're going to run down a quick schedule or a path of events that happened in Parkland, Florida, when Nicholas Cruz decided he wanted to go shoot up the school and kill 17 people. Now, I've been on Facebook and Twitter and other social media areas and been hearing a lot of arguments on gun control and arming teachers and what can we do getting veterans involved to protect the schools. Things of that nature. But I want everyone to try to sit down and realize that this is not a Republican or Democratic issue. This is not a white or black issue. This is a American issue. I read some facts that the America leads the world in school shootings and that America leads the world in privately owned guns and things of that nature. I don't really care about all of that. What I care about is America should be leading the way in protecting our children. So, first thing I want to do, let's run down the path of events that happened on this day. Okay, so right now, police are, they know that this guy, 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz, I'll say his name. I don't care. He's going to get the electric chair. I hope he fries. I hope they don't try to say he was insane or anything. I hope he fries in the electric chair. No lethal injection and give him a nice quiet way to sleep. No. Strap that thing to his head, his feet, and put him in a sponge in his mouth and let him fry for about 15 minutes. So here we go. So he arrived at the school. Majority Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland in an Uber at around 2:19 on Wednesday, pulled out an automatic, a semi-automatic AR-15, according to the details prescribed by the authorities, pulled a fire alarm, shot 17 people. That's it. I mean, we all know the story, okay? So, one thing I've been seeing floating around on Facebook is the fact that people are saying that there have been 18 school shootings already since the year started. Well, I'm going to play some audio for you here from Mr. Ben Shapiro. I like Ben Shapiro. He's pretty just, you know, straight to the point, you know, fact oriented. Doesn't really give you too many opinions. So I'm going to play this audio here from Ben Shapiro about the school shooting statistics. So I want you to pay attention, listen to this, and we'll come back and discuss that after we hear it.
There's a group called Everytown. Everytown is a gun control group. And Everytown said that there were 18 school shootings in the month of January. Now, you may be wondering, why didn't I hear about those school shootings every single day? The answer is because there were not 18 school shootings in the month of January. There were more like three. Okay, even one is terrible. But there were no mass school shootings. And the ones that exist are bad enough without you having to blow it up to 18. Okay, we can go through them. Right. ABC News said there were 18 school shootings in the first 45 days of 2018, according to Everytown. And New York Daily News said the same thing. But that's not true. Okay, twice, so they counted these as gun incidents on campus. Twice, someone shot themselves on a school grounds. One incident on January 3rd featured a man shooting himself in a former school's parking lot. On January 10th, a teen killed himself in an Arizona elementary school bathroom. Okay, that is not a school shooting, that is a school suicide. Okay, four times, a bullet was fired through a school or dorm's window. A gunshot on January 4th was fired at a high school in Seattle through an office window. No one was hurt. On January 10th, a shot was fired, shattering a California University classroom window. No injuries reported. The same day in Texas, a bullet was accidentally fired through a classroom wall at the Grayson College Criminal Justice Center. No one injured. On January 15th, a bullet traveled through a residential hall's dorm room. No injuries reported. On January 25th, a Mobile, Alabama high school student fired a gun on campus, no injuries. On January 26th, shots were fired from a car in a parking lot, no injuries. On February 5th, a third grader pulled the trigger on a cop's gun, no one was injured. On February 8th, a shot was fired inside Metropolitan High School, no one was injured. Okay, there have only been a few cases in which someone was injured other than the shooter. January 22nd, in Texas, a teenage girl was wounded by shots from a semi-automatic handgun. And the same day, a 14-year-old boy was injured in a shooting in Gentilly, Louisiana. February 1st, five children were injured in an accidental shooting, so that's not even a purposeful shooting, it's accidental. And finally, on February 5th, a teenager was shot and injured outside of high school. There are only three deadly shootings, apparently, in the last 45 days, so that is still awful. Every one of these is awful. Every one of these is tragic and terrible and an act of evil. That does not mean that 18 happened, so I think that it's just important to get the statistic correct. Like, this is you wonder why people don't trust the media. It's because the media don't bother to do any of this. They just give you the bottom line, 18 school shootings. And then the minute you dig into it, you realize there were not 18 school shootings. There were three.
All right. So Ben Shapiro laid out some pretty interesting facts here about the school shootings and, you know, what they entail and how they come up with the statistics for it. But my problem is that we have this issue to begin with, whether it's somebody committing suicide on campus or somebody, you know, just spraying and praying on campus. We got to figure out a way to protect our children. Now, may this come from stricter gun laws? I don't know. I don't really think it would. Will this come from arming teachers? No. Most teachers would not know how to shoot a rifle or a handgun. Many of them would be afraid to. I look at my kids' teachers right now. A couple of them I know probably would be able to shoot a handgun and wouldn't care. But a lot of them at that school that my children go to, we'll probably be afraid to even touch a handgun. You know, I mean, they're there to educate, not there to try to defend. I did see this little device, though. I can't remember the name of it, where they can slide something under the door and it prevents anyone from opening that door during the event of a mass shooting or anything like that. Here in Atlanta, the Atlanta Public School System, they have their own police force. The Atlanta Public School System has their own police force. Now, I was talking about this in a comment on Facebook the other day about how urban centers here in America, they don't have these mass shootings that occur. You know, most of the high schools here around the Atlanta area, the Atlanta metro area, have either metal detectors at the doors, armed security guards, police presence 24/7. Things of that nature at the school. And that's in the urban centers. But when we move ahead to the suburbs, the high school out here does not have any of that. They may have a police come through once or twice just to check the parking lot and things of that nature. But they don't have a constant police presence or security presence within the school. I find that kind of weird, seeing as how most of these mass school shootings that I've read about in the past come from, guess what? Rural and urban areas. I mean, rural and suburban areas. I apologize. Not urban areas. So where there is deemed to be, let me make sure I say this correctly, where there is deemed to be a higher likeliness of guns entering the school, they have a more secure facility with more security and police presence. But in areas where there is thought to be safer, like the suburbs, the rural country areas, there is no presence of police or a security guard within the school. And this is where a majority of the mass school shootings are occurring. So what can we do? What can we do to stop mass school shootings? Now, you heard Ben Shapiro, okay? You know, most of these school shootings that are being reported to happen during this year of 2018, the 18 school shootings that people are trying to spout off at the mouth, saying that this is what's happening here in America, we need stronger gun laws. But the truth is, most of those 18 shootings were either self-inflicted or, just happenstance, you know, really. So what can we do to prevent mass shootings? And I see a lot of people on the internet saying that, you can't predict what a mentally ill person will do. That's true. But I've also seen the fact that people are saying that, you know, all of the last couple of mass shootings, these people have been on mental drugs that alter their mental state and things of that nature. That may be true as well. But there's no clear cut answer, because I also read from one of the show hosts that, you know, criminals will find a way to get things and do criminal activity. They don't follow laws. That's why they're criminals. So I have not read or seen any real clear-cut, obvious way to solve the solution of mass shootings at schools other than implementing a stronger policing force of the schools. Have 2 to 3 people walk the school halls. You know, they can privately conceal, you know, conceal their weapons, you know. But arming teachers, having veterans. I mean, the idea of veterans posting up at schools across the country, that sounds great. It'll give veterans jobs. But let's be real here. Most of you guys aren't mentally stable yourself. So I don't know if I want a whole bunch of veterans in my kids' school with guns going around. But I see a lot of people getting upset because of President Trump repealing the Obama gun law, in which you did a stricter mental background check on him, I believe it was. And people are saying, oh, well, Trump is the reason why this happened. No one can predict what a mentally ill person will do. That's fact. You never can tell what a person with mental issues will do, whether it's from bullying, whether it is from, you know, the way they grew up, whether they were born with a mental disability. You do not know how they will react or act to a certain situation. Now, why would he shoot up the school, this Cruz fella? Don't know. You know, I would like to ask him, why did you do it? What caused this? Maybe if we went and talked to some of these people who may be in custody for school shootings, I don't know how many it is, I didn't look it up, and we asked them what brought this about, then we can start to see a pattern. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not Miss Cleo. I cannot predict the future. I can barely predict what I'm going to do 15 minutes from now. But I do know one thing is that I want my kids to be protected at all times on their voyage to school. That's on the school bus, at the school, while they're eating lunch, while they're out on the playground at the school, and when they're coming back home on the school bus and on their walk home from the bus stop. I want my children to be protected at all times. I'm not at the school to protect them, okay? I mean, that's just a clear fact. I'm not there. I'm not there to protect my children while they're at school. So that duty falls upon the school system, teachers, principals, assistant principals, and they do the best they can. I'm pretty sure down there in Parkland, Florida, they believe that this would not happen to them at that school. No one went into school on Wednesday thinking that this was going to happen. Yes, many schools have plans in case and in place for a situation like this, but they do not know if it's going to happen. You can only plan so much. You can only practice so much until the real event happens. But how do you mitigate this event from happening to begin with? See, and this is where I am beginning to think that if we, as parents, get more involved with our children. Yes, I understand. He was adopted. His mother passed away last week or whatever, last month from the flu. I understand that. He may have been hurting. But someone, somewhere, saw this hurt in this young man's eyes. Now, I'm not saying that he probably wouldn't have shot up the school, but it only takes one person to approach someone and say, hey, are you okay? You know, you want to grab a cup of coffee, or you want to eat lunch or something? Let's talk about what's going on. To be that person's friend is sometimes the biggest thing a person can do in someone's life. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying this could, I mean, if he had a clear-cut plan and he was going to do it anyway, then that's just up to him and his God. All right? The thing that I am more concerned about is, wow, how do we stop this in the future? That's what I'm trying to figure out. How do we stop this in the future? No one has an answer. No one has a plan. The only plan they have is, let's just restrict all the guns in America ever. And so that's what they're trying to do. They use these tragedies as ways to further their political means. And it's a shame that we have to endure something like this, have a thoughts and prayer moment in order for people to try to come up with a solution to a problem of this magnitude. Now, I know you guys are sick and tired of hearing about this. I understand that. I know that. We've been hearing about it all week. We're going to hear about it for months to come. But I want to speak about it here on this platform, speaking to veterans from a veteran. And I want to get your opinion on this. Talk to me in the chat. Send me an email. Follow me on Facebook at Marquee, DV Marquee. On Twitter at MarqueeADavis1. Let me know your opinions on what you believe can be an issue, a solution to this issue. Now, I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation about school shootings, gun control, and thoughts and prayers. You're listening to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net, WDVR. Stay tuned after the break.
Ever shop online at smile.amazon.com? Why not give back to the DV Farm by making it your charity of choice? No extra fees or hidden costs, and a portion of your purchase goes directly towards the DV Farm, located in Gilsum, New Hampshire, and helping to continue its mission. That's smile.amazon.com, and be sure DV Farm is your charity of choice. For more information about the DV Farm, please go to dvfarm.org. DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house, from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. Oh.
DV Radio. You all appreciate it. When I was younger and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets.
And welcome back to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net, WDVR. I'm Marquee Davis. And we're talking about, if you didn't know, the school shootings that happened in Parkland, Florida this past Wednesday. But we're not just talking about that. This is one tragedy that has happened. I'm trying to engage the listeners, you guys, mind on coming up with a solution to protect our children while they're at school. That's my main focus. My main focus isn't guns. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. I read just a couple hours ago, Tommy Lauren had tweeted out something about, you know, stop using this as a gun control, anti-gun control statement and issue. And let the families grieve and stuff like that. And then one of the girls who were, I guess, at the school hiding in the closet said, you weren't hiding in a closet for 2 hours fearing for your life. This is a gun issue. And so I get it. This can be seen as these incidents can be seen as a gun control issue, but they must first be seen as a people control issue. A control issue of, you know, you want to go into a school or a place of business and shoot it up because you are having an issue with someone or something there. Now, I can understand how some people believe that guns are the issue, but I believe it is the issue of the people not seeing the trigger signs. See what I'm saying there? See what I'm trying to go with this, okay? So, the president tweeted out something about, you know, people should have reported it out. I know you guys have probably seen the tweet and things of that nature. And so then someone retweeted out and said that, yo, so now you're blaming the victims of this. And I'm like, no, he's not blaming the victims. Okay. I can see where you guys will think that he's blaming the victims, but he's saying that common sense, teachers, students, faculty, members of certain business and organizations, if they experienced a mass shooting such as this, sometimes you can identify and try to stop this from happening before it starts to happen. There are certain patterns of behavior, like this Cruz guy. He was expelled from the school. He was 19, expelled from the school. And then what kills me is the picture of him on the ground. He had on a JROTC shirt. So let's get back to the main point of discussion here. How can we protect our children? Now, I'm not a big fan of gun control. I understand there needs to be laws in place before you can get a gun. I understand there needs to be steps taken before you can just go willy-nilly buy a gun. I understand that. Guns are deadly, all right? We go through all these hoops and hassles to get a car, to buy a house, you know, to adopt a dog. we should have at least some type of protocol in place to get a gun. I've seen people arguing that, you know, oh, no, we should just be able to freely go get a gun. I mean, I understand your Second Amendment right that you have the right to bear arms. I understand that. I also understand the fact that you need to protection. I understand that as well, because this is a crazy world. But I'm trying to figure out, as I said time and time again, how can we stop these mass shootings at schools, elementary schools? What was the one that happened? Sandy Hook. How can we prevent things like that? Where elementary school students who don't have a care in the world, they just want to play, eat candy, and watch SpongeBob or some other show on television. How can we stop tragedies such as that from happening? It's not with stronger gun control or stricter laws on guns. No, it's not. That's not it. It's about putting protection in place. When you go to the White House, what do you see? You see Secret Service and security agents everywhere. Why? Because they're protecting the President of the United States and his family and the staff that is there. When you go to your local, convenience store, they have security guards there. When you go to your local Kroger, they have security guards there. But you go to some of these schools, there's no security there. Why? Why? And then I see people saying that they should arm teachers. Well, guess what? Teachers don't even get enough funds to buy paper or supplies for the students in the class. Do you think they're going to have enough money in the budget to get Glocks for every single teacher that is in the school? Not going to happen, people. Not going to happen. Now, let's look at it this way. What if we get veterans, like I said before, what if we get veterans? You know, they have been trained in proper procedures and tactics of that nature. Wouldn't then we retrain them, you know, for security purposes, 3 veterans per school. Nah, that could work. You know, I could see that. But who's going to fund this? Is it going to be the public? Is it going to be schools? Is it going to be a private organization? I mean, I don't see a bad idea with that. We matter of fact, hey DV6, if you listen to the show right now, all right, let's start the Dysfunctional Veteran Security Program. I mean, like I said before, some of you guys got some issues yourself you need to work out before you start waving a gun around my kids. But no, I'm joking. A lot of you guys are cool. You're cool people. But what can we do? Do we have to continually send our thoughts and prayers? That's not changing anything. We've sent thoughts and prayers everywhere. When Orlando, the nightclub in Orlando got shot up, we were sending thoughts and prayers. People was changing their Facebook profile picture. France, when the thing happened in France, people were changing their Facebook profile pictures to send their thoughts and prayers and support with a Facebook change of my profile picture. It worked so well. I read a comment on Facebook that said if this was a Afghani or Muslim boy who did this, we'd be destroying some town right now with a drone strike in the Middle East. Oh, that's another conversation for another day. So what I want to do right now is just let you guys think of ways that we can implement change in this situation so that we can protect the children. That is the key point here. It's not about guns. It's not about Democrats. It's not about Republicans. It's about the children. All right. So you can reach me at DV Marquee on Facebook at DV name Marquee. All right. On Twitter at Marquee A Davis 1. You can email the show at info@dv.org. info@dvradio.com. That's it. No, that's not it. info@dvradio.net. That's it. And then put the subject line, marquee, whatever you want to say, and it'll get to me. And with that, I want you guys just to think. Let's just think about this situation and how we can change it for the better. All right? This has been Marquee Davis here on Marquee Dirty 30 on DVRadio.net, WDVR. Stay tuned for Barracks Talk coming up next. Love you guys. Stay safe. Peace.